pages 4 and 5. So for this evening, we're generally going to keep it simple, sort of to the script, in terms of walking through the liturgy together, having a time of Lectio on Psalm 1. We're going to do less processing of the Lectio time for all together, and I'm going to invite us after the 4 meditations of Lectio to actually get into our leadership teams, 2 of which will become 1 because there's only like half of each group present. So if there's only like half of a group, I think Murden and Grant groups will merge for tonight. But we'll walk through the Lectio time when we get to that through Psalm 1. And then as an application of the meditation Psalm 1 and of your Lesson 1, which I'm sure you all read. Sean did, you know, send me his 20-page paper, but we'll save that for another time. But I'm really grateful for his labor in that realm. I for some reason, I think that's funny. Like that kind of humor, whatever.
Seminary humor.
I think it's true. It's not funny. It's not good.
You know someone who did like a 50-page paper on Psalm 1.
There you go.
That was not Crawford, in case anyone wanted.
So in our leader team groups, so not our table groups. I know it's a little confusing, but in our leader groups, we'll close in praying together. So just in those teams, and I'm going to encourage, in light of the Psalm 1 and in light of the lesson, to share 1 prayer request and to either share of your own or help people or help one another find a verse of scripture to go with that prayer request. So that was both in terms of Psalm 1, meditating God's word day and night, and in terms of the lesson, you know, how do we really bring God's word to our prayers? And so maybe you just need your friend Google, and if someone shares a prayer request and it's like, hey, this is going on, Google that, and you need a verse of scripture for it. But that's the goal of our kind of concluding team prayer time, is to find a verse of scripture to go with your prayer, and someone will pray that for you. So that's how we'll end the time together. But we'll jump in here to our family prayer in the early evening. Alan, would you read the opening scripture, Psalm 36, for us?
Sure. How excellent is your mercy, O God. The children of men shall take refuge under the shadow of your wings. For with you is the well of life, and in your light shall we see light.
Together let us pray the Song of Simeon. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, to be a light to lighten the Gentiles, and to be the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
Just a leader take reminder in terms of the Song of Simeon. You know, this is in many ways like the prayer of the first saint recorded, like speaking in response to Jesus in the temple. And it's how the saints for generations have ended their lives and ended each day. And so this is, its inclusion in the prayer book is a part of that legacy of the saints to pray, I've seen your salvation for all people, and I can rest. It's been a good day because of that. It's sort of the way the saints have tucked themselves in at night since Christ came to the temple to Simeon. So, for our meditation in Lectio prayer, if you would like to, you're more than welcome to. You do not have to, but if you want to turn to page 10, which has the kind of Lectio plan. And by that, I mean not page 10, page 8. Meh. Happens. And I know we're all generally familiar in this room with the practice of Lectio Divina, sacred reading. Some of you are more versed and better adept and skilled at leading it than I am, and I look forward to having your experience out for us. But it's just a very ancient, simple practice of hearing God's word meditatively. So it fits very much so with Psalm 1 in terms of meditating on God's word day and night. And it's meant to exercise something of a different muscle of faith than necessarily having like an exegetical analysis of a text or a preaching of a text to let us just kind of marinate in it and see what the Spirit of God might be stirring up for us right now in this moment as we sit with the text. So there's four readings. The first reading is paying attention to words and ideas that might stand out. Some people encourage folks to imagine themselves in the text somewhere, which would be a unique, fun Psalm 1 exercise. If you want to pick a person or a thing in the psalm to imagine yourself as, that might be a fruitful moment of meditation. And then the second reading is, again, kind of how is your imagination enhanced as you kind of zero it in on something? What feelings come up? Thoughts continue to surface? Maybe there's a particular phrase or image to meditate on in that moment. And the third reading is our response in terms of what's God calling, how's God calling us to respond to that meditation? Is there confession? Is there repentance? Is there just a prayer? Is there action? And then the last reading is contemplate. And so just sitting, hearing God's word read, not trying to analyze the text anymore or imagine or respond, but just reminding ourselves that we are in God's presence, hearing God's word. And that's enough. That's rest for our souls. So I'm going to pray for us, and I'll give us some reminders as we begin each reading. Lord, please speak, for your servants are listening. This first reading, pay attention to words, ideas, perhaps imagine yourself as some person or thing in the text. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. The second reading is the meditation, kind of murmuring, mulling over what has kind of risen in your heart that you've been focusing on or imagining, words or images. Pay attention to feelings that come up. Maybe there's something more specific to meditate on and memorize. Use the time of quiet to kind of sit with that in meditation. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. This third reading is our response. So the opportunity to take the things that have been rising up in our hearts, feelings, images, thoughts, and to bring them to the Lord in prayer or in response or in action before God. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. This last reading, the contemplation reading, is the most acceptable one to fall asleep in. I'll fall asleep in all of them if you want. But in terms of just, a friend and I will pray that the cells in our body will receive, grace from the Lord. And it's that kind of just rest, just hearing God's word, resting in God's presence. Not trying to analyze or pray or solve, just enjoyment and rest. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen. So in terms of, especially early on in our small groups, people have different experiences, comfort levels with doing any kind of meditative work on a text, and that's totally legit. We're just kind of jumping into things here, and so, it's always good to acknowledge that on the front end in terms of leading the lectio time or preparing for it, to say, hey, you might never have done anything like this. This might be new. If you fall asleep, that's fine. This is just one way of engaging God's word. And for generally in our normal small group times, the text will correspond to the preaching text. And so it's like, hey, this is one way to get to enrich our lives on what we're going to hear preached this coming Sunday, as a way to have the Holy Spirit prepare our hearts for that time. So, there's certainly application, pastoral things to be aware of and how we go through it, and length of time for pauses and explaining that, and how much time you take overall. There's certainly an art to that. And as you are either leading or participating, just roll with it. You'll be great. Be a non-anxious presence. Love God, love other people. That's all right. So we'll talk more, and we can talk more in terms of technicality things, or have a Q&A time more as we keep going in the weeks ahead. For our kind of just closing time for tonight, I would, again, like I said, love for us to break out into our leader teams and share a prayer request. You could just share, here was my primary meditation from Psalm 1. And, that's a way to double easy, and that's my text. I don't have to search for one. Or if you want to find another text, yeah, that would be acceptable as well. If that makes sense. Anyway, thank you for laughing with me. But share prayer requests, whether it's from the meditation time or just in general. And again, the goal is to have some kind of scripture that goes with that text. So if you need to use Google. Ask your friends in your group, hey, what's a scripture text that could help me in this prayer moment? And then have someone pray that for you. And we're just going to close in our groups in terms of the overall. So just a little before 8, try to wrap up together. If you wouldn't mind closing with the collect for early evening on page 5, just as a final time all together in your group. We're not going to do that right now, but I think it's a beautiful way to close together. So, leader teams, find a spot. Share prayer requests. I think Merton and Yoders are going to be in here because legend has chosen.
Do we want to go on the porch?
Front porch, sunroom, living room, dining room, kitchen.
I'll say as like a fine, so again, wrapping up whatever, a little before 8, around 8, if anyone has anything from this past Sunday in terms of first small group meal time, like questions or want to conversate about anything, you know, find me afterwards, happy to talk about that. And we can talk more as we head into the next one next week, because we don't have one this coming Sunday, but the next time. So,
there's some coffee.
Some coffee in the kitchen.
Thank you so much.